This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know that one person who somehow plans their entire trip using points and avoids a sick-hour layover? Well, that's the kind of energy Smart Travel brings. NerdWallet's travel writers break down how to use AI to plan smarter trips without being optimized into a ridiculous layover, when a travel advisor can actually save you money and unlock perks that you didn't even know existed, whether it's better to pay cash or use points, and how to tell the difference. Upgrade trips, not bills, with NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of our Quick Hits, the up-to-date news in the world of points and miles. As we were out last week traveling through Tulum, Mexico, had a phenomenal time there. We'll have some reels. We'll talk about it as probably part of our year-end wrap-up because we got a chance to stay at the beautiful Secrets Tulum Resort and Beach Club. Fantastic property. And the globalist treatment was absolutely chef's kiss, top notch. Can't wait to break that down for you. But as we're traveling last week, there were a decent amount of things that I was not able to get into the recording because they didn't hit the news yet last week. So this is something that you may have already heard, but we'll also have plenty of new things that have come down the pipeline this week, at least again, as of this recording. Before we get there, I do want to talk about the giveaway. As a reminder, we have our 100th episode giveaway that is live through the end of this month. The link to that is in the show notes. I did learn that, I guess, on Spotify mobile, a lot of the links, for whatever reason, have some sort of error where they don't generate. So some links will generate, others won't. I know on the giveaway episode that dropped, the link to actually click into the giveaway did not generate for whatever reason. On mobile, I think it works on Spotify desktop. But don't fret, we will keep posting it, but also it is in your inbox if you did sign up or if you are subscribed to our newsletter, or you can catch it in the show notes of our platforms on either YouTube or on Apple Podcasts as well. Again, we have some incredible giveaways, including a roughly $3,000 essentially robot lawnmower that will cut your grass for you while you're away on your travels, and a lot of other cool things like Hyatt Suite upgrade awards and globalist benefits for the guest of honor status, those type of things that cannot wait for you guys to take advantage of. Can have up to 11 winners total, and just so thankful to have all of you here listening to the show. All right, let's jump into the news specifically. Actually, no, before we jump into the news, I want to mention, because some people have had some questions on getting the sweepstakes to work or the giveaway, how does it work specifically? So there's been a little bit of confusion there, so I want to clarify on that point specifically. So when you go into the giveaway screen, first thing you have to do is you have to log in, essentially. So you can do that very easily by just putting your name and email, or you can do Google. I think it has an option to use X or Facebook login, whatever. That only logs you in and technically gives you one entry. The next thing you have to do, if you see everything is locked, the only one that will be showing is the one that says required, subscribe to the Boldly Go newsletter. Once you select that and then hit confirm, because once you tap that, there's going to be another thing that moves down and says to confirm that you are willing to subscribe to the newsletter. Do this even if you already subscribed to our newsletter. I know many of you already do, but do this anyway. In fact, many of these things, like are following us on Instagram and our YouTube channels, you probably already do, but this is still what's needed to get your entries in specifically. So once you go ahead and confirm that you want to subscribe to the newsletter, then everything else will open up for additional entries. So if you're having trouble and you're like, hey, I have tried to do this, but everything's locked, how else do I go about putting in more entries? That is how you do it. All right, jumping into the news. So if you're having trouble, talking about trouble and having issues, moving your Chase Ultimate Rewards points between cards lately, you're likely not alone, because according to Frequent Miler, they reported this, I believe it was this week, more and more Chase cardholders are reporting issues when trying to combine points between their own accounts or with household members. So what used to be a quick one call or one click process on their Ultimate Rewards dashboard has turned into a headache for some people, with many now being forced to call Chase like every single time they want to move points. So even longtime customers who had their accounts linked and have done it online plenty of times themselves are getting error messages saying they can't confirm your identity. And the problem seems tied to Chase's two-factor authentication system, and agents have not been able to actually fix it yet. So if this has happened to you, the only workaround is to call in, which I know is not ideal when you're trying to transfer points late at night, especially for a last minute booking. So we're hoping that Chase will get this glitch fixed soon, because the ability to easily combine points is one of the benefits of the Ultimate Rewards ecosystem. And so we hope that this is going to get fixed very quickly. More big news that came from Bilt is that they announced a partnership with United Wholesale Mortgage that let UWM customers earn Bilt points even when paying for their mortgage. But the kicker is that that's expected to apply even if you don't have the Bilt credit card. On top of that, Bilt confirmed that when their new cardless issued credit cards, so they're moving away from Wells Fargo, when these roll out, which should be early next year, those cardholders will be able to pay any mortgage, no matter the lender, and still earn points. We really don't know the exact earning rates or potential fees associated, but if this launches smoothly, it could be a game changer, especially because I've mentioned before having some difficulty working myself. I've had difficulty with getting approved for a Mesa card for some glitches in their internal system. And so if I'm not able to, then my next route is going to be Bilt, which is a fantastic option, especially because Bilt is now a transfer partner of Rakuten as well, or not transfer partner, but you can earn Bilt miles through Rakuten as opposed to just cash or Amex membership rewards points. So Bilt is really, really climbing in the ecosystem, which I think is pretty exciting. I posted this in our Facebook group, but Hilton Honors teased a major refresh, and they're going to create a new elite tier called Diamond Reserve. Keep in mind that right now, Diamond is top tier, and you can get that very easily by having the Hilton Aspire credit card. But leaked images and some source code online that, you know, the people that like to scour for this stuff have shown that it could, and this is rumored right now, it's not official, but it could require 80 nights, 40 stays, and $18,000 in annual spend, making it Hilton's first status with actually a true spending requirement. And some early details are saying you would get 22x points on Hilton stays, and even perhaps a confirmed suite upgrade once you hit a certain amount of nights, but that might be up to like 120 nights, which I get it is fairly significant. Likely something like this is probably really only going to be for the business traveler, much less the points and miles traveler. And Hilton also plans to lower the thresholds to get into silver, gold, and diamond by about 30%. But again, that's not really going to matter if you're getting those statuses from credit cards like the Aspire, which I recently got. So if this holds true, I think Diamond Reserve would finally give very, very strong Hilton loyalists a very meaningful tier that will really set them apart. And we'll see how that shakes up the elite structure game going into 2026. Next up is that Rove Miles made a big move where they've added Lufthansa Miles and More as a new transfer partner. That's been pretty huge because U.S. travelers haven't really had an easy way to earn Lufthansa Miles until now. So even better, the award availability on Lufthansa and Swiss flights is often a lot better when we're booking directly with Miles and More. And if you have what's called Senator status, you can even book Swiss first class, which is normally off limits to its partners. So with this update and with Rove's ability to preserve elite benefits on paid hotel bookings, it's definitely worth adding Rove to one of the places you're checking whenever you're shopping for hotels and where to stay, just to make sure you're maximizing the points and the opportunity. As I mentioned, I believe it was in last week's quick hits or maybe the week before, the opportunity to triple dip by capitalizing on earning miles, getting credit card spend, and getting hotel credit as well for your stay. And if you're signing up for Rove, if you have not signed up for Rove yet, I would love it if you consider using our referral link. That will be in the show notes. But of course, if you have your own Player One or Player Two and you want to use their link, absolutely go for it. But take advantage. I think Rove is coming up as being I want to call it a game changer in the points and miles world. So again, this is being recorded earlier in the week. So by the time this airs, not sure what's going to have happened or changed, But as of recording this, Congress looks like they are moving to make some moves to reopen the federal government. But I do want to caution us as travelers is that that doesn't mean that the travel chaos will just end immediately. Sunday actually marked one of the worst days in air travel in years, with nearly 3,000 flights canceled. And unfortunately, Taryn and I were on one of those flights. We had a notice for our late night connection flight from Miami to Norfolk. It was like a 9:50 p.m. flight. We were alerted about 3:30 in the afternoon that that flight was canceled. Super annoying part was we had literally just rechecked our bag after receiving it in customs and gone through TSA screening about 5 minutes before we got that alert. So we probably would have just grabbed our suitcase and headed to our hotel. Instead, we ended up going and using one of Taryn's Finantel credits, the new $300 credit that we have on one of her cards, for an amazing stay at the Lowe's Coral Gables Hotel. Amazing 10 out of 10 property. It was absolutely fantastic. But all triggered because of this massive delay. And so we'll see what comes of it. I'm going to try to use my Chase Sapphire Reserve insurance credits and benefits to see if we can recoup some of those costs and expenses. But anyway, that's all besides the point. Again, travel delays are likely still to happen because the FAA still has some flight reductions in place. Because even with a deal in sight, and even if a deal happens when the government opens back up again, it's going to take days to get air traffic controllers paid and fully staffed again, which means that delays could actually get worse before they get better. So with the FAA's flight reductions, they're ramping up to as much as 10% fewer flights nationwide by this weekend, unless things get reversed sooner. I'm recording this on Tuesday evening, and again, there hasn't seemed to be much progress in sight, so we'll see what happens. And certain airlines like Delta were hit especially hard, with over half of its flights delayed or canceled going into Monday. So we'll see what happens here. I say all this not because this is a political comment, but as travelers, I want to make sure you all are informed. If you have travels coming up, I know I have some flights this weekend as well, that hopefully things go as smooth as possible, but just make sure you have backup plans in place in case they don't. Also, another thing to remember, with the new regulations, if your flight is canceled or delayed more than 3 hours domestically and 6 hours internationally, you are entitled for a full refund, not just a travel credit that could expire with the airline. So that is something that's very important to note. Now, I know if you're delayed significantly and then you're on the way back home, or you have a great trip planned and at a resort or whatever it may be, you're probably not just going to scrap it all and say, give me my refund. But just know that that is an option. If you don't rebook, you are eligible again for a full refund, not just a credit, if you hit those time constraints. There are some transfer bonuses that I think are worth mentioning. So through the 20th of November of this month, Chase has a 40% transfer bonus to Virgin Atlantic. Capital One has a 20% transfer bonus to British Airways Avios. That's through the 21st of this month. Amex has a transfer bonus to Marriott Bonvoy, which I don't think is something significant to take advantage of, but also a 15% transfer bonus to Avianca Life Miles, and both of those are good through the 30th of November. And then actually when the Chase transfer bonus that ends on the 20th, they do have one that starts on the 21st that is reduced from 40% to 30% to Virgin, and that's good from November 21st through December 5th. And the last thing I want to end with is a little bit of commentary, or conversation, I should say, that came out of our WhatsApp chat a little, probably about 2 weeks ago, but I thought it was worthwhile to put on the air for someone else that may have a similar question. So Lisa asked, has anyone here heard of or tried the strategy of freezing Experian before applying for a Capital One card? I read that Capital One pulls from all three bureaus, but some people get approved after freezing Experian, which shows the most inquiries. I'd like to get my first Capital One card someday, but at this point, I'm not sure how to last long enough without any inquiries. So Kelly mentioned, Kelly's going to be on an upcoming episode here. She said that she actually did it for my Capital One Venture X business, was immediately approved. I didn't before my regular Venture X and was immediately approved, but that was before I had so many inquiries. And essentially, as the conversation flowed, multiple people commented that, yes, they made sure that their other two credit bureaus were not frozen, but they kept Experian frozen, and they were able to not have any issues getting approved for Capital One. So if you are concerned about getting approved with Capital One, especially if you've had a high velocity of opening cards recently, then this could be a strategy that you can deploy and freeze your Experian credit history, essentially, leave the other two open, and hopefully that will help you out there. With that, we're going to wrap this one up. Again, we have the giveaway going. Please take advantage of it. Want to keep growing. Super excited for the support that we have from all of you. I know there are a lot of steps and options and subscribe and do different things to gain more entries into the giveaway. That's for a few reasons. A, the more support from you all means the more chances for you to win. But B, because I'm not doing this for a paycheck, this is not my career by any means. That means that when we go and talk to brands and say, hey, we've got this listener base, we've got these subscribers, we've got these followers, what can you guys do for them? That gives us more power and numbers. So it really gives us the opportunity to bring more towards you all and to be able to deliver something of quality for you. And that's really my goal, is not just to create quality content from a podcast standpoint or a video standpoint, but even to just be able to give back to you all as much as possible. Because I honestly just love doing this every single week, week in and week out, and you guys keep me motivated to keep it going. So thank you so much for listening. As always, I hope everyone has a fantastic week, and we will catch you in the next episode. Take care.
Can you travel in a way that's better for people and the planet? On Curious Tourism, the Responsible Travel Podcast, we explore how tourism shapes our world, for better or worse. From overtourism and sex tourism to last chance travel, join me, Erin Hines, and my producer, Katie Lohr.
That's me.
To explore the ways in which we can all travel better and build a positive tourism future. Subscribe to Curious Tourism wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm David Brody, co-host of the Travel in 10 podcast. Together, myself and my co-host, Tim Johnson, have traveled to over 150 countries around the world and all seven continents. Now we're sharing our favorite places, some of our best tips and experiences from all around the world in just 10 minutes on Travel in 10. Join us at voyescape.com.